Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article about OpenAI's deep research, an AI agent designed to automate white-collar work.
Wow, that sounds intense. So this AI is coming for our jobs, huh? Tell me more.
Well, not quite our jobs, but definitely some office tasks. Think report generation, answering complex questions, even coding.
Coding? That's impressive. So, how does it work?
It's basically an AI agent that autonomously scours the web. It decides which links to click, what to read, and then compiles all that into a detailed report. It's even got citations, data, and charts.
Hold on, citations? That's next level stuff. It's not just rewriting content, it's actually doing research. Is this thing actually available?
It is. It's part of all the paid ChatGPT plans, though there's a limit on queries depending on your subscription. And get this, it's already been a hit. The CEO of Stripe even praised it on X, saying it's excellent.
Okay, color me impressed. But how is it different from, you know, just a regular chatbot connected to a search engine?
Good question. Deep research actually goes through a simulated reasoning process. It plans its steps and explains its logic. You can even watch it think in a side window. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's kind of freaky, actually. So, is it perfect? Does it ever mess up?
Unfortunately, it does have some blind spots. It can struggle with distinguishing credible info from rumors, and it sometimes misrepresents its own level of certainty. Still, the potential here is huge.
So, OpenAI thinks this could change the way we work?
Absolutely. They're even talking about superpowered versions for serious academic or professional work, potentially with a hefty price tag.
Wait, I read something about that. Like, 20 grand a month? That's insane.
Yeah, it seems a bit steep. OpenAI's calling it speculation for now. But it shows how much they believe in this technology. And it's not just OpenAI. Google DeepMind and even Elon Musk's xAI are working on similar agents.
So, it's like an arms race for AI agents? It seems things are moving pretty fast, don't they?
You could say that. But OpenAI seems to be ahead of the curve. Even the people training deep research are impressed with how fast it's learning. It's not perfect, but it's learning. And honestly, some of the anecdotes in the article are amazing.
I agree. I particularly liked the one about deep research generating a proof for a complicated mathematical theorem, just at the request of the trainer's grandpa.
Right? And that actually highlights something important. The fact that it's not just being used by tech people, but by researchers in various fields. It's like this technology is finding its own niche. One trainer even described it as like communication, almost like a real assistant.
So what's the bottom line here?
The bottom line is that AI agents like deep research are not just a fad. They represent a significant leap in AI capabilities, and they have the potential to reshape how we work, research, and interact with information. It's going to be very interesting to see where this goes.
It sounds very interesting. Thanks for breaking all that down for us.
You got it. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.